Turning to sports now on KNKX, the University of Washington men's basketball team appears poised to make it to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about the team's winning season so far. Art, it's a good time to check in with college hoops, and the UW men had a surprisingly good season last year, and it seems like not much has changed.
It's amazing. They're continuing this. There's no let-up here under second-year coach Mike Hopkins. He has come from Syracuse, where he was the longtime assistant to legendary Jim Boeheim, and brought an amazing energy and passion to the game. And the players have really responded well to the buy-in. He is a guy who's self-effacing. He's funny. He's high energy. He's tough, too, but he'll do goofy things like, you know, drop down and give himself 20 push-ups in the middle of practice just because he can. So the Huskies had their first conference loss only last week at Arizona State, but they've been very steady, very confident, and remarkably poised here. And they're basically the best team in the Pac-12 by a long ways.
And a lot of that's due to three standout senior players.
Right. I think there's a rare thing in basketball these days is a senior who's a quality player who hasn't gone to the NBA.
Right.
Those are elusive in college basketball. But they have a guard David Crisp, center Noah Dickerson, and forward Matisse Thybulle. And these three guys have stuck through the ups and downs of the program. They were recruited by previous coach Lorenzo Romar. And when he was fired, they hung in and stayed with Hopkins. And I think they're real happy they did. I'd like to call listeners' attention to Thybulle. He is a defensive tornado. I've never seen a player like him in college. He's long. He's lean. He's a Spider-Man on the court. He'll strip the ball from a player he's in front of. He'll play the passing lanes to start a fast break with a steal, and he blocks so many shots. The Huskies are second in the nation in block shots this year, and they're holding opponents to about an average game of 70 points, and it really is disruptive. They play a 2-3 zone that really flummoxes opponents because they don't see it very often. And Thybulle is the key. He's everywhere, and I really want people to pay attention to him because there's nobody that I've seen like him in college basketball.
Well, these are all good things, so I have to ask, what are their chances of making it to the NCAA tournament this year?
Well, the Huskies have not made the tournament since 2011, one of the longest droughts in among the big-time schools in the NCAA. And so this is going to be a breakthrough moment because I think this team, with the senior leadership and also with Jalen Noel, their leading scorer, they have got a tournament-ready team. After this weekend, they'll play six more regular season games, which I think will leave them the regular season champions. Then they'll go to the Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas, March 13th through 16th. And I think they're going to win that. And that would earn them the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. That would be a remarkable achievement in the second year for Hopkins because it didn't seem like they had a whole lot going on when they fired Romar. It's not all great for the UW because they're playing in a very weak conference right now. The Pac-12 conference doesn't have another good team, really. The Huskies' success is partly because of the flatness of the surrounding territory. There's just not much going on in the Pac-12, but the Huskies are going on, and it's going to be fun to watch. I would encourage people, if you've got any passion for college basketball, check them out. They're a lot of fun.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.